Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets opening up their postseason campaign here in the UMAC Tournament semifinals, taking on Martin Luther for the second time, actually, in 2019. And I'll have the pleasure of being joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Joe Mooney. And coach, second time you've seen Martin Luther. We just talked about that, or I just mentioned that here as we introduced this pregame interview. But you guys on a nice little roll right now, big time. 7 wins in a row, and we outscored the opposition 32-1. In that stretch of games, only giving up the one goal, and that was in that 6-1 win over Northwestern. So you guys are in a pretty good little groove here heading into the tournament.
Yeah, I think we've kind of found it in all aspects of the game. I think defensively we've been able to find some good consistency now with the back four, getting our goalkeepers, Dalton Von Kanel and Ulrich Lager back has been good. You know, Peyton did a good job in their absence, but just having the consistency I think has been really key that way. And then in the attack as well, and just getting our front four, three or four guys getting, kind of rolling together has been good. You've seen all of them get on the score sheet and, adding assists here and there and just, finding ways to create. The midfield looks good. So, I mean, again, in all aspects of the game, I think that we're kind of starting to find that chemistry and that consistency. So now's the time to do it, right?
Yep, now's the right time to do it for sure. And today, obviously, you're in the postseason now. It's do or die time. But, just talking a little bit more about that back four. It's been a position or a slew of positions that have really been kind of in flux for you, especially in the middle and on the one of the outside back spots. There's been some guys that have come and been plugged in and out of that spot. Some of it was because of the early injury to Scott Wilson. Now he's back. And of course, Blake Hansen has been kind of split in time at one of the other back spots. Felix Blick has held down that outside spot pretty much throughout the last 2 years for you. But it says a lot about your team that even with the players coming in and out of that back four, that you guys have still been able to maintain a pretty good defensive presence back there.
Yeah, and again, that's where the chemistry comes into play. And just, I think I saw yesterday that, so Scott has played in a total of 11 games for us, and during that stretch, I think we have 7 shutouts with him in the game, and then I think with him not in the game, I think it was like we had 1 shutout, in the other however many games that was, 7-8 games, that he was out for. So, I think that speaks volumes to not just him, in terms of his presence and his overall ability. I think that does help, but I think just getting that consistency and that partnership really between him and AJ going, and you see it not even just in the goals conceded, or them, not conceding goals, but you see it, just throughout the midfield. Then they're more confident in carrying the ball forward and getting forward, having more confidence behind them, even all the way up the forward line. So it's changed the way we play, I think, for the better, and hopefully we can keep guys healthy now. And again, this is the time to do it.
You're talking about keeping guys healthy. The conditions today, not exactly ideal for that. There's a good chance for some pulled muscles out there, maybe some muscle strains, especially when it's this cold. How important is it going to be for you guys to get off to a good start and try to keep warm here in this game today?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always important to get off to a good start, but I think, no matter what, I think we're deep enough where we can get guys on and hopefully, extend warm-up times and that kind of stuff. Last time we played these guys, we were down in New Ulm and they had gotten, I think, like 6 inches of rain over the course of the week or something like that. And so it wasn't really ideal conditions then either. Honestly, I'll take this. A little bit of cold, a little bit of wind is fine, but at least the ground will be sturdy and hopefully we're not losing any guys to injury that way.
And I'll turn to that first matchup you had against this team. It was an interesting game. You kind of alluded to it. That was one of the reasons it was interesting because of all the rain that they had down there. In fact, they had to actually postpone the women's game that was coming up after you guys because the field was basically unplayable after you played them down there. You piled up 49 shots, but still took you to double overtime before you were able to notch a game winner from Eric Watson from the penalty spot. But it was kind of an interesting adventure the first time you played these guys. It was a little bit of a strange game, I know. We talked about that a little bit after you guys got back. But now being in the tournament, is there anything extra you're expecting from the nights that you didn't see the first time around down there?
I mean, extra, no. I think, if you look at the results this year, they can be a bit deceiving. I think, they're a team that's got a lot of spirit. They're extremely well coached. And then you've got, a goalkeeper that can keep the ball out of the net. And you mentioned, 49 shots, and we had some good shots. Shots that probably beat a lot of goalkeepers and are probably goals in other games that he saved the first time around. And then you've got a guy like Joe Grauman who, can punish you at any point. And, he was the goal scorer the first time we saw him. And I expect him to be a big presence and a big threat today as well.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck today against the Knights.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Joe Mooney. I'll be right back with a look at the starting keepers for this contest and then the opening kickoff of this UMAC Conference Tournament semifinal between the Yellow Jackets and Martin Luther right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Men's Soccer on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.